Hello, everypony. Welcome back. Well, it's time to get this concert started right back up again. I do hope you enjoyed intermission. Everyone in their seats? Good. It's time to continue our journey. I bring you now, Chapter 3 to Inverno in F Minor. Please enjoy the concert. F Minor. Written by Cracked Inkwell. Chapter 3. Sombra, as I knew him, in G minor. It wasn't very long until the Empire had heard about Sombra's lost son. The reaction to the news from most citizens outside of the palace was agitated, to say the least. Despite the colt's young age, the crystal ponies urged the royals to rid the Empire of the spawn of evil. Mutterings were heard that if the Dark King had a son, what was to say that the child wasn't as evil as his father? However, for those who served on the inside, from the cooks to the servants and the guards who came in contact with the new rulers of the Empire, a somewhat different point of view was held. The royal couple had given him a room in which he stayed for several days. The servants, those that were brave enough to step into the room, found not the offspring of a monster, but a rather depressed unicorn. No matter who entered, he didn't pay much or any attention to them while laying on the bed. Even of the food they bought him, he ate little, if nothing at all. In fact, for several days, no pony had even heard him say a word. Cadence reported to her Aunt Celestia about the cult, along with what they found in the hidden apartment once they had managed to reverse the spell within. When the warmth was back in the apartment adorned with some mage lights, they found that the apartment contained a rather disorganized library of the Empire's lost music. Copies of songs and tunes were found, most of which Inverno had arranged to be played on the organ. Alongside these, they also found some compositions that the cult had written. Most of these were short songs, canons, and a few anthems that were dedicated to his father. Celestia, in response, said that she and Luna would make their way to the Empire to greet the crystal ponies, as well as to see if they can get a word out of Inverno. A few days later, the immortal sisters arrived at the gate of the Empire. Of course, the citizens were there to welcome them, along with the regal couple. Soon enough, Celestia and Luna made their way into the palace to the room where Inverno was staying. Before they arrived there, however, Shining Armor was called away to another part of the palace. Inverno? The Princess of Love knocked. It's me, Cadence. I've brought a few visitors that like to speak to you. There was no answer from the other side of the door. We're coming in. With that, the door was opened and the three princesses stepped inside. The pale unicorn didn't look up. His eyes were turned downward towards the sheets. His hoof was tapping at certain places on the sheets, as if he was imagining playing an invisible keyboard.
What do you want?
Inverno asked quietly, yet still sounding annoyed. Hello there, my little pony, Celestia said. Inverno craned his neck upward at the one who spoke.
Whoa, you're really tall,
Inverno stated.
Are you one of those giants?
Cadence and Luna tried their best to hold back their snickering. No, Celestia answered. I'm not tall. It's just that I'm older.
Really?
Inverno raised an eyebrow.
The older you get, that the taller you be?
For me, yes.
So, how old are you?
Celestia's eyes widened. I'd rather not say. But what about you? How old are you, dear?
Oh, me? I'm 13.
Ah. Celestia nodded. Well then, Inverno, if you don't mind too much, can we ask you a few questions?
I guess. But who are you two?
I'm Princess Celestia. And I am Princess Luna. And the Princess of the Night interjected. Inverno's eyes widened and the colt crawled backwards on the bed in fear. Inverno? Cadence asked in concern.
Keep them away from me!
The young unicorn screamed. Luna and Celestia blinked. They looked at each other before turning back to the terrified colt. Inverno, it's all right. Cadence stepped forward, trying to calm him. No pony is going to hurt you.
But they will!
Inverno said, hiding behind the pink alicorn.
Don't go near them!
He warned.
Celestia will roast your flesh and Luna will freeze your bones!
And the royal sisters were taken completely aback. Child, Luna said, trying not to sound offended. Where hast thou heard such nonsense?
It's not nonsense. If Papa says that you two are monsters, then it has to be true.
Inverno protested. Papa. Of course, Sombra would tell him something like this. Inverno, Luna told him. Look at us. Do we really look like the kind of mares that would commit such acts that thou hast mentioned? The pale unicorn paused. He looked at them both. He'd remembered about the ghost stories about the barbaric princesses of the south. His father had spoken about their cruelties, about the heartless acts that these two had done together. Yet, Inverno saw that their faces, and even their eyes, showed nothing but compassion.
I don't know.
Inverno answered honestly. If you don't know, Celestia said, then what need do you have to fear us?
Because you two may act nice, but what if I trust you too much, and what if you eat me?
Luna rolled her eyes. If only we had a bit every time we heard that, she muttered. If it helps, Cadence suggested, I would be right by your side and make sure that nothing bad will happen to you.
Really?
Inverno asked, looking hopeful. Of course. The three of us wanted to talk about you. About your father. Inverno's ears folded back, and he turned his eyes to the floor.
Why? I don't want to.
Trust me, talking about him will help. The colt hesitated for a moment before saying,
I'll do it.
The princesses motioned for him to continue.
But I have one question, though.
Inverno said.
I've heard that Papa was blown up, right?
And the three mares nodded.
I think I get how he died. But I don't understand is why. Why did he die? Was it because of me?
The three princesses could see the tears were welling up in his eyes.
Did I do something wrong?
No, Cadence said, embracing him. You had nothing to do with it at all.
But what if I had? Was it because I didn't practice? Or that my music wasn't that good? Or was it because I didn't leave it enough morsels to eat?
It? All three princesses asked in total confusion.
Yeah, that must be it. I didn't give my slave enough food, and now Papa's gone.
Inverno nodded. It took a moment to let that piece of information sink in amongst the three princesses.
You had a slave?
Celestia inquired.
Well, yes, in a way. Papa always had a slave to look after me when he wasn't around. Actually, I would get it replaced now and then, so I don't always get the same slave twice.
Why do you refer to the slave as it? Luna asked.
Because, up till now, ponies never talked back. I mean, they never said they had a name, so I always called all of them it, and they would always get replaced every few days. You know, Papa always said that ponies are really animals that needed to be trained, which is why he gives me the most obedient to be with me.
And the three alicorns couldn't help but feel a chill go down their spines.
Inferno,
said Celestia. Nitsombra, pardon me, your father ever hurt you? Sombra's son tilted his head to the side.
What do you mean?
Has he ever slapped you or yelled at you for any reason? Inferno shook his head.
Not to me. He would do that to the slaves because they might have done something wrong, like spilling a drink or not coming into the room quick enough. He never yelled at me. Well, except for that one time.
Which was? The unicorn sighed.
Papa had given me a few rules. One of them being that I wasn't allowed to leave my home without him saying so. But he never did. I spent my whole life in there, and it gets so boring in there. All I ever do in there is to practice music on the organ, or write down melodies, or copy music. I asked Papa why he wouldn't let me leave, and he says that he might when I'm older. That outside my home is too dangerous and scary for me. Well, one day, Papa had left the door opened, so I got out finding this huge, very bright, long room, and it had paintings that actually moved. I was about to peek over the painting when Papa saw me and he yelled at me. Sure, I've heard him yell at the slave all the time, but at me.
And Reno took a deep, uneasy breath before saying,
he didn't come to my home for 2 days. I thought that he was doing the same thing again. Because he was mad at me. Only to find out that he was dead.
Inverno's tears fell from his face like a fountain.
Was I so wicked that Papa had to die?
He asked aloud. All three of the princesses hugged the unicorn out of sympathy. It's all right. Celestia cooed. I promise everything will be alright in the end. And that was Chapter 3 to Inferno in F Minor, written by Cracked Inkwell. Well, everypony, I do hope you enjoyed this little chapter of the concert. I must say, I had to stifle a couple of laughters myself. Inferno's reaction to Celestia's height, him asking Celestia her age, I really couldn't help myself but laugh before continuing the recording. His reaction that startled me the most was when Celestia and Luna revealed themselves, though, honestly, I don't think anyone would put it past Sombra to make up some crazy ghost stories about Celestia and Luna, just to have his son afraid of them. And the Empire's reaction to the knowledge of King Sombra's child, I have to admit, I wasn't automatically expecting approval of him, though to outright want him thrown out, that
was a bit of a shock to me. Though I can't blame them, but they also can't blame Inferno for his father's actions. Maybe if the Crystal Ponies get to know him, aside from the staff inside the castle, then they'll see he's not as bad as his father. In fact, from what we've seen so far, Inferno is absolutely nothing like Sombra. So, right now, we're going to take an intermission again. Yes, I know, we're going to have so many. But, hey, after reading a good chapter like that, why wouldn't you want to stretch your legs a bit? Or you can stay in your seats and patiently wait for more. I don't mind. Every pony, I look forward to continuing this concert with you. So, relax, take your time, and we await your return.